Hey, everybody, this episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody, flash episode with James O'Keefe. Project Veritas, charliekirk.com/support if you want to hear more about this. James O'Keefe has exposed CNN, Facebook, Twitter. He's suing the New York Times. He just got kicked off Twitter. We have his exclusive remarks here, and he says some big things are to come. Share this episode with your friends, and make sure you hit subscribe. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show. With us is James O'Keefe. He is an American hero, as you well know, from Project Veritas, a friend of mine. He does a wonderful job. James, welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show as you're in an undisclosed location in a vehicle.
Always on the go. Thanks, Charlie.
So you have been the talk of the week. You know, James, the only critique I have of you is how people forget the amazing things you do, like a couple months ago when you exposed Facebook, you exposed Twitter. Now you're on to CNN. It just seems you do so many amazing things. They all just kind of forget them. You exposed CNN in a way that I can't even believe what you were able to do this week, where you got the CNN technical director, Charlie, whatever his last name is, to admit that they were cheering on high COVID death counts, that they were publishing propaganda, and they were acting like a Democrat super PAC. How did you do this?
Well, Charlie, you know, these people are so arrogant, and they've gotten away with it because of a confluence of events. And they lie, and they do so with malice, with reckless disregard for the truth. So our undercover reporter built a rapport with this guy and got them to brag about what CNN does. You've seen the footage. You know what they said. Propaganda that they paint Biden a positive way, make him seem young, and bragging about how he came to CNN to get Trump out of office. So on the third installment, Charlie, when they were talking about Black Lives Matter and not reporting certain things, Twitter made the decision to yank down all those videos. It was too effective. It was too viral. The content was too devastating. And I think this is a Rubicon they're crossing that we've never crossed before. Yes, people have been banned from Twitter, but I was just reporting what the guy was saying. And the cone of silence from CNN is deafening, which indicates to me that they can't defend it. They stand by it. It's extraordinary.
I mean, I don't know what the conservative movement would look like without James O'Keefe. I don't. No, I mean, you have courage. It's so rare. You're one of the few people actually doing something of value. They hate you, obviously, because you're a truth teller. And so now you're no longer on Twitter. So you've now received your punishment. Make no mistake, James, you going after CNN and exposing them, it's directly tied to you being kicked off Twitter. What's the reason they gave you that we're supposed to believe because they think we're stupid?
They said Twitter said that I was creating, quote, fake accounts, unquote, which is not true. I don't create fake Twitter accounts. Now, Charlie, there are people on Twitter who are impersonating me, those accounts still remain. So I decided, and this is very important for you to hear, the only recourse are the courts. And I've never wanted to be involved in lawsuits. I've always defended myself in lawsuits and won every case. But the only recourse is libel laws in this country. We have to start suing the hell out of them. And that's what we are doing. We're filing our complaint against Twitter on Monday, likely in New York jurisdiction, not in the Ninth Circuit of California for obvious reasons. And, you know, we have to start suing them for defamation. You cannot lie about people. I'm a public figure, but you still can't intentionally lie. So we're going to go sue Twitter, Charlie. We've already sued the New York Times and the Supreme Court of New York, and we won a historic motion allowing us to do videotaped discovery. That means I get to sit next to Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, under oath and ask him questions and he is required by law to answer them. That's what we're going to do. We're going to fight back. And I think there's a lot of people that are going to start fighting back. And it's time that we actually do so.
So you have started a movement in this country of transparency and citizen journalism. And you're now removed from social media because you're a truth teller. In addition to the legal actions that you are doing, what else do you have planned more broadly for these people that are cheering on the demise of America, literally, which what you exposed, the CNN technical director? What other counter moves do you have?
Well, the counter moves are as follows. We're going to, as it pertains to the legal, we're going to depose them under oath on video. That means New York Times reporters have to open up their notebooks. Twitter has to be deposed under oath, and I release those videotapes of them admitting what they're doing on YouTube and everywhere else. Further, there's an army of whistleblowers, Charlie. As a result of what we've done at the border and at CNN, these people are coming to me now. They've got nowhere to go. I'm talking about network executives from places like CNN. I can't tell you where or who, but right now there's a lot of people that are really dismayed by what's going on. They won't say so publicly. They don't have the balls to say so publicly. They don't have the testicular fortitude to go on the record. But some of them are willing to wear hidden cameras and go on the record in due time. So I think you're going to see an army of insiders. They're reaching out to us on Instagram, on Proton Mail, Veritas Tips at Proton Mail, Facebook, anywhere. I mean, pigeons, Telegram. People are coming to us, Charlie, because journalism is broken. And people have been defamed for years. I got a message real quick from a woman who was suing PBS, but she didn't have the money. They defamed her husband. So many people have been lied about by our media, and they don't know what to do about it. So now we're going to sue. We're going to release the whistleblowers. It's going to be a movement. And let me tell you something. People don't really see it, but when the deposition tapes start coming out against the New York Times in a few months, and we're going to trial in the Supreme Court of New York, people are going to understand at that point.
Well, I've been lied about every single day. I just try to avoid the courts like you do. And I mean, it's a lot of effort. I hope our audience understands. You know, it sounds good to sue, but to actually go through the process, it's all consuming. It's exhausting. And you're dealing with their $3,000 an hour lawyers.
Yes.
And good for you to willing to go through that and to be able to, you know, persevere, because they want you to give up and they want you to give in. James, I know you're in the middle of a lot of different things. Give us a little teaser of what you have coming next. Who else are you focusing on? CNN, Facebook, Twitter, union thugs. You've exposed them all. I don't know what you haven't been able to touch. And I'm stunned these people keep talking. It's actually amazing. But that's the beauty of Project Veritas. And Project Veritas has done more good to expose what the left has done, more so than any other organization that I can think of. What else you got next, James?
Well, I mean, what don't we have next? We have over 100 whistleblowers in various stages of play, whether they're just starting to talk to us or whether they're literally wearing the flag pin camera on their blazer and, you know, about to go public. I've had network news anchors reach out to me in the last couple of days, dismayed by the corruption in their network, saying, these are brave souls, some of them willing to violate their own non-disclosure agreements and record what's going on because it's so corrupt. And what's next? We got videotapes every week. And litigation's hard. I don't know of many people who've ever done this, released videotaped depositions online. I don't think it's ever been done before. So in many ways, Veritas is pioneering here. I will take the arrows. I will represent other people in lawsuits against the New York Times. More information on that. And of course, CNN, the status of this Charlie Chester director, Charlie Chester is his name. They have not uttered a word. We confronted Brian Stelter today. I'm sorry, yesterday. That tape is online. Stelter saying, quote, "I feel sorry for you, James O'Keefe, Project Veritas." And he's sort of looks like Mr. Potato Head in that video, and it's pretty pathetic. They're pathetic. They're disgraceful. They defame and they get away with it until now. We're going to fight back and create an army of people to expose them, because it's the exposure that they fear, the shame that they fear. So we're going to give that to them, the truth.
James O'Keefe, everybody, the new Andrew Breitbart. He is carrying on the legacy quite well. He knew Andrew and got started with Andrew. And that's something Andrew would say, that they're pathetic and we have to expose them. Everyone, you are your own journalist. Film everything. Send it to us at freedom@charliekirk.com or James, or we'll find the right place for it. Become your own citizen journalist. Film your professors. Film your teachers. Record everything. Send us the emails. We must expose. Sunlight is the best disinfectant. James, keep up the great work. I hope you get wherever you're going to safely. Thanks for doing this in transit.
Thank you, Charlie. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Be your own journalist. Support our program. charliekirk.com/support. God bless you. Speak to you soon.